reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, hello, disc golfers. Again, welcome to another edition of your weekly PDGA Radio News. This for May 21st, 2010. Back with you again, I am your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski, and this week we're bringing you breaking news from the PDGA's National Tour, aside from this weekend's Masters Cup, which we'll also cover, along with tournament results and the schedule preview. We've also got your dose of disc golf news, topics this week ranging from this year's Pro Worlds to disc golf being sold by the PGA. So clear your schedule for a few minutes to enjoy another exclusive broadcast of PDGA Radio. It's courtesy of the Professional Disc Golf Association. Become a member today by visiting pdgastore.com. Jumping into things this week, looking at some of the results from PDGA tournaments that were held this past weekend, which covered May 14th through the 16th, we'll start in Geneva, Switzerland, for the Swiss Open, which came down to a sudden-death playoff in which France's Sylvain Guge takes the win on the first hole over Oscar Stenfeld. Birgitta Lagerholm holds off Angelica Franz to win the Open women's division there. Back in the States, Athens, Alabama was the site for the Alabama State Championships, where Gregory Barsby takes the win by 4 over Will Shustrick, followed by Jeremy Colling and Nico LaCastro, as that 8 tier brought in some top players from throughout the country trying to battle for that Alabama state title. Also there in the Masters division, it's Tim Keith winning over Brad Hammack by 2. Next stop for results is in Kentucky for the Lexington Open, which saw Jeff Leyland win easily for the pros, with Drew Miller winning in advance for the amateurs, along with Tim McGee in intermediate and James McCormick in advanced Masters. In Michigan, they held their annual event called the Angry Squirrel. It ended with a 3-way tie for the lead between Ryan Herzog, Kevin Tomasitis, and Al Shaq. Just one more throw behind was Larry Lalonde, tournament director of the 2008 World Championships. David Moody elsewhere wins the Capital of Texas Open in Austin. That's over Jay Redding. Meanwhile, Des Redding wins for the women, and Marcos Castillo claims advanced division. Brian Schweberger falls just shy in his effort to repeat yet again at the King's Cup in North Carolina. He falls to Sean Goff, who also now has his name on the trophy. Stephen O'Dell ran away with the advanced division, and Ronnie Hill won in Masters. Tyler Horn wins the Hall of Chains Classic. That was in Ohio. Ray Johnson fights off Josh Anthon to win in California at the Motherlode, while Mike Loya takes down Patrick Brown by 10 to win in Masters. Kyle Pinkman gets a win in Minnesota. Chris Herron won the Tower Ridge Open in Wisconsin. It's Rob Strasser with a win in Illinois. Nate Sexton wins in Montana. Kyle Crabtree edges Chandler Fry to win in Washington. In Idaho, it's Corey Sharp winning the playoff over James Litchfield to get the first place check. And in South Carolina, it's Michael Johansson for the win. Joel Revere won the Colorado Open. Kevin Babbitt won in Kansas. Matt Idle won in Vermont. And several other BNC tiers all throughout the world last weekend. For those results, make sure to check out the PDGA calendar. Explore your favorites as much as you please, along with the many other features of PDGA.com, such as the tour calendar, which I'll preview right here next on PDGA Radio. This upcoming weekend of May 21st and 23rd involves the PDGA National Tour's first of back-to-back stops while going back to the West Coast. They are in Santa Cruz, California, as we speak, on the challenging De La Viega course for the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup presented by the DGA. Coverage will be provided throughout the weekend events on PDGA.com, all in a variety of formats, including live scoring and other features. Also should be available for the next weekend's Beaver State Fling, the other National Tour event in May, which will be in the Portland, Oregon area over the Memorial Day weekend. Then moving ahead to the period of June 10th through the 13th, we remind you about a pair of PDGA majors that will be contested, one overseas for the always popular Japan Open, and the other for amateurs in Milford, Michigan, for the U.S. Amateur Championships on the Toboggan Course, where many of the nation's top amateurs will be competing against each other for that major title just weeks before doing it again in Ohio for the Amateur World Championships. Those events begin June 27th. However, getting back to this weekend, we find a chance for some of the pros to practice the courses they'll be using for their Pro World Championships, those taking place in late July, as the Ileana Open is contested this weekend on the Lemon Lake Disc Golf Courses there in Crown Point, Indiana. It's an A-tier event. The only other A-tier this weekend is Florida for the Sarasota Sky Pilots Pro Open. B-tiers include a couple in Texas for the Z-Boaz Open and the South Texas Shootout, the Grange Open in Spotsylvania, Virginia, the Fond du Lac Open is in Wisconsin, the Great Eastern Amateur Cup in Pennsylvania, the Waterworks Championships in Ontario, Canada, and there's others in North Carolina, South Dakota, Michigan, and Japan. And other international events sanctioned by the PDGA this weekend in Germany, Denmark, Finland, the United Kingdom, a pair also in Sweden. Running down some of the C-tiers on the calendar, we find another Amateur Worlds warm-up event, this one in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, Saturday. Also, the Muncie Open is in Indiana. A trio of C-tiers are throughout Michigan. Delaware has two of them on the schedule. And you'll also find events in many of the typical disc golfing hotspots, such as Minnesota, Iowa, North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee. They'll also Louisiana on the schedule. And Spotsylvania, Virginia, they're going crazy this week. B-tier on Sunday. They'll also host tournaments on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even Thursday of next week, not to mention, again, next Saturday and Sunday in Spotsylvania, Virginia. It's the place to be, giving those players all the disc golf they can handle. You can get more information on any of those events, along with the dozens, even hundreds of other PDGA-sanctioned events, all from PDGA.com. You can also find results from previous weeks and links to anything and everything else disc golf-related.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio for May 21st, 2010. And we do all like to consider disc golf as a household game. And this past week, from an article written by Rand Eberhard, posted on PDGA.com, we find the sport has now taken another step in the right direction by partnering with the PGA Tour Superstore. It appears from what was supposed to be a typical sponsorship meeting regarding their sixth annual Atlanta Open, it quickly turned into a new and exciting opportunity for disc golf to become friends with ball golf, as several PGA Tour Superstores will now carry a full line of disc golf products, including those locations in Kennesaw, Roswell, and Lawrenceville, Georgia. Also two locations in Dallas, Texas. In fact, April 17th, the night before this year's Atlanta Open, Ken Climo and David Feldberg were on site at that PGA Tour store in Roswell, Georgia. The two world champions kicked off the A-tier with a clinic, including demonstrations on grip, balance, putting. Also questions from the crowd of more than 100 people of all ages. The PGA Tour Superstore has 10 locations in all throughout the country, 3 in Georgia, 2 in Arizona, 2 in South Carolina, 2 in Texas, and 1 in Florida. In addition to the obvious traditional ball golf options and Now, Disc Golf, the PGA Tour Superstore, also offers a wide selection of tennis equipment and apparel to appeal to a wide variety of sports enthusiasts. Well, time is running out to apply for the next round of PDGA Innovation Grants, but if you hurry and can submit your application by June 1st to the PDGA office, you might be eligible to receive a grant of up to $500 in order to help you promote and increase awareness of both the PDGA and the sport of disc golf in general. Although not set up to help support local leagues or tournaments, the grant request should be innovative and unique in their ways to increase the amount of participation in an area. There are five $500 grants that will be awarded mid-June and an additional five to be awarded in December. The completed grant application, along with any requested information or supporting documents you wish to include, must be received by the PDGA office by June 1st if you want to be considered for this first round, and then December 1st for the second round this year. All the needed information and documents can be found from PDGA.com or by contacting the office. Well, it appears that when hundreds of pro disc golfers, their families, and fans all head to Northwest Indiana for the 2010 PDGA Disc Golf World Championships in late July, they will have plenty of campsites to choose from, especially if they want to camp right nearby the Lemon Lake Disc Golf Complex, as their town council has now approved 18 acres of property there on the lakeshore to be temporarily set up for camping during that week-long event in Crown Point, Indiana. It begins July 24th, all hosted by Catalyst Productions and the Red Rock Disc Golf Club at Lemon Lake County Park, which consists of four separate 18-hole championship quality courses all on one property, about a 45-minute drive southwest of Chicago. Brian Cummings will serve as the tournament director, and where registration is currently open, more information available from 2010proworlds.com. Stay with us here on PDGA Radio News. Breaking news from the PDGA National Tour still to come.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back, where we have some breaking news from the PDGA National Tour, where it appears that registration for the 2010 Minnesota Majestic will finally be officially opening this next week. That according to information obtained from the last board meeting for the Minnesota Frisbee Association, which runs the event in conjunction with Timmy Gill and his par 72 disc golf. It's all planned to be held on Gill's new 72-hole Castle Rock Disc Golf Complex, which is just south of the Twin Cities. However, he has pending permit issues, which could still force a relocation of that event back to the Twin Cities Metro and courses that have been previously used for the Majestic. The exact plan may not be known or announced until June 9th, after the town holds their next meeting to discuss and hopefully approve the permits. But registration is expected to officially open noon Central Time Monday, May 24th. For that three-day event scheduled for June 25th through the 27th, a PDGA National Tour event, it and more information should be available from par72discgolf.com. That will wrap things up for this edition of PDGA Radio News for May 21st, 2010. Join us again next week for results and reaction from the Masters Cup out in California, along with your weekly dose of other disc golf news and information. And don't forget to check out the many features of PDGA.com, including an interesting and educational article explaining the finer points from the disc golf rules book. Also, InnovaDiscs.com has a newly designed website. Check them out as well. Until next time, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio saying goodbye for now until our paths meet again somewhere within the ever-growing universe. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.